Hey, 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 welcome to The Real Camille Show. I am your host, Camille Rose Fields, and I'm coming at you from my homestead in the beautiful state of Maine, where I am out in the garden today and hanging out with my chickens in the garden. Today's episode, I have for you a little rant on freedom that I went on yesterday afternoon on Instagram Live on my channel over there at Camille Rose Fields. Come and find me and check out the video there. Same recording here for today's episode, ranting on freedom and how do we focus that fire that we're all feeling and create, choose to create. So, hope you enjoy it, and more to come soon. Hello, hello. Welcome, friends. Have some spur-of-the-moment thoughts, observation, things to talk about that I wanted to share with you all and just get a conversation going about what we're starting, you know, starting new systems, all the things, right? And hello everybody, welcome. I see people joining. Let me know where you are tuning in from. I'm in the state of Maine in the US, if you didn't know. And it's been a few weeks since I went live, and so I've just been going through a lot of stuff in my own life, and but I have some thoughts that have just been really on my mind quite a bit lately, and I just want to start a conversation around this. And yeah, so I'm just gonna jump right into it. Last year, I spent a lot of my time speaking out, talking, you know, using the internet to use our voices, even locally as well. And I feel like, you know, the further we all get in this life, the more we can see the things that are just coming right into fruition, right? The stuff that maybe some of us called last year early on. And, you know, it's literally just like one by one, just like rolling out, happening, all these things, right? Just coming into play, right? Coming into being. And there's so much more I feel that is coming into play and coming into being as well. And so there's this need right now to create new, and it's kind of what I'm all about. That's all I want to focus on recently is I still feel really strongly about protecting our freedoms, right? In all the ways and in general, and in our health, medical freedom, especially. And at the same time, I am no longer interested in fighting systems that are literally just crumbling right before our eyes, right? There are things that are happening that are just shocking, but also not surprising. If you've been following the sequence of events and if you've been paying attention, you know that none of it is surprising. I'll take you out in a minute, okay? They're just jealous because they're... all the kids are outside right now. And so, yeah, I want to get this conversation rolling about starting anew and spending less time fighting, right? So many people, I feel, are spending potentially hours upon hours of their day fighting online, fighting people they know, fighting online again, right? Commenting, blah, 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 blah. All these things. And, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just, for those people, I care about you all so much. And I want to just encourage you to go outside and to find your people, right? Or to find your spot where you can start a garden. Do something that's starting something, right? So many people, I feel right now, especially, it's just getting out of control. It's like I go online and spend 5 minutes looking at what other people are sharing, what people are posting about. And it almost feels assaulting to our system energetically. I don't know if anyone else, you know, raise your hand or whatever, comment. Anyone else is experiencing that as well, it literally feels like you go online to check out what people are up to, and even people that you're inspired by, right? And their accounts and everything. And it feels legitimately like assaulting to absorb some of that information, to take it in, to process and assimilate some of that information. And so what I feel where my focus is starting and creating and being in and embodying sovereign energy, right? What does that mean to me? Well, it means being in control of my own sphere, my own self, and all of aspects of our lives completely outside of any system, right? And so if you think about freedom and sovereignty and the things that we're all feeling so incredibly passionate about and feeling so fired up about, let's channel that fire. Let's use that fire to create, right? Because these systems are crumbling and we need to be building new. I feel like I care about everybody so much. I want everyone to be taken care of. I want us all to be like, okay, if we're not going to be part of that system, we need to have our own systems over here, or our own things going on in our communities, in our, like just in our neighborhoods, just in the small cities or towns or wherever you are, the pocket of where you live in. We're going to need to support each other. We're going to need new systems. We're not all going to be able to survive in our own little tiny nucleus, you know, formations, and then expect, you know, everyone to like get through what is coming down the pipe. And what has been coming down the pipe is it's happening, right? It is unfolding before our very eyes. And the parts that we have control over are what we're doing with that energy. We have control over how we're seen in our community and what we're putting into action. And so I'm not calling out anybody specifically. And of course I can only really speak in a general sense. And I definitely have been seeing so many people rising up going, you know, talking about similar things like let's create what we want to see out there in the world. What systems do we want to be a part of? But I really feel it's time to step away from the fight of, it's just time to step away from the fight and to be focused on our freedom. How are we going to be more focused on our freedom? And that doesn't mean necessarily fighting for our freedoms. It means creating a world in which we are free, creating the systems in which we can be and exist in and be sovereign and free together. And we can support each other and we can have communities that support each other. And it just feels right now, it's like, you know, what I experienced for so many months of the fight last year of just like, okay, this thing seems like it's happening. I'm going to share it. I'm going to put my truth out there, wherever the cards may fall. There was a lot of ruffling of feathers, if you will. That's a really mild way to put it. There were times when I was literally feeling scared to go out into communities in my home state. And the focus for me is all about, what are we creating? And how do we create the freedoms? It's clear to me that fighting for freedom in a system that is crumbling and corrupt and pretend and full of make-believe and theater, let's be honest, right? That's not true freedom anyway. That is not, we're never free if we're being a part of that system. If we're condoning by in being involved with it, we're condoning that system, right? That is not true freedom in the sense of what freedom feels like. For me, that might be true freedom for you. It's a completely individual experience, right? We're not going to be able to decide what does freedom look like for her and him and this person and that family and that community. That's really irrelevant, right? It's all about what does freedom look like to me, just to me. And that might be something that you need to look at as far as like, what does freedom feel like in every aspect of my life? And then make lists of it. Journal this. Journal a whole page dedicated to freedom. What does freedom feel like for me? And just rampage on it. Just do a daily rampage on it. Just fill a whole entire page in your journal of everything that feels like freeing. Everything that feels like freedom to you. For me, the freedom is not in the fight, it's in the focus, and it's in the creation of the new, and cliche, but you like be the change you want to see, right? I love the one that's going around lately, be the glitch you want to see in the matrix. That's what we are doing. We are being the glitch. We are stepping out of line. Yeah, we are stepping out of the line, right? We're stepping out of these systems that no longer support us. They truly don't support us, right? They want us to do crazy, insane, experimental, ridiculous, just horrific things to be a part of a system that is literally crumbling and really doesn't have very much going for it. Let's be honest about this, right? Where do we want to hang out in the world? Because for me, if it requires having certain things done to my body or having certain things done to my body and certain IDs to show these things, I don't really want to be a part of any system that's doing something like that. And that does not feel free, right? So let's take the fight somewhere else, right? Let's take the fight, channel that into fire and create what do we want in our new life, right? We all have an incredible opportunity right now to create a new life, right? We're creating every single day that we wake up, whether we like it or not, right? We're creating our life as we're just doing things in our lives all the time. What we're thinking about becomes right here in front of us, and we're just being a part, we're like a part of this incredible system that's happening. Not to be confused with that system, right? I don't know where I point in the directions, but it's just like, it's pretty arbitrary. So my feeling right now, my message today is, how are you going to create? How are you going to channel this fight into fire? And use that fire to create a sovereign life, to create freedom, right? Like I said before, a bunch of people have joined since then. Freedom inside of a system that is not working nor supporting literally any part of it or anyone in it is not real freedom. So why would we be fighting for our freedoms with being a part of that system, being a part of the theater, right? Being a part of this like matrix. We want to be outside of the matrix and forming our own new worlds, right? Our own new communities and families and new, you know, schools or new ways of thinking or new groups of like gatherings, right? New types of gatherings, new types of communities. There's quite literally a giant realm of possibilities right now where all of us have roles. Every single one of us have roles. And if you are being forced out of that system because you don't want to be experimented on, you have a better calling. You have a divine calling to step into something that you are meant to be doing and that you are meant to be in this world, right? I truly feel like the people that are being forced out of systems, right? Whether you're walking away from a system or you're being forced out of it, it is not meant for you. There's a reason why we have intuition and why we can feel and tell and tune into what is really right for us is because that is what, that's our decision-making factor, right? We can use that energy. We can channel that energy of our own divine truth and what we are meant for, right? We are all meant for greatness in so many ways. And we can use that energy. We can step out of the fight and be involved if you want to be. Like, I haven't completely stepped out of the fight, right? I still stand in my truth and I say, here I am in my truth and this is what I stand for and this is what I believe. But I'm not out there like going to find people to engage with and fight with. And I feel like that's a really big difference. You can stand in your truth and be empowered in your own being and what you feel is the divine truth. Or you can be going out there to fight against and to be in, again, when you're fighting against a system that is that system, you're condoning its existence. And I know that's a really, you know, wild way to maybe think about it, but start thinking outside the box. I know most of you on here probably all are already, but when we are outside of that system and we can really feel what freedom is to us, and I'm telling you, like, start doing a journal practice of freedom, because that's where it really starts to make sense. Okay. I really didn't really quite know what freedom meant to me until I started doing this practice. And then I would just fill rampage after page in my journal being like, wow, there's like 100,000 ways I haven't even thought about how freedom can feel to me. Someone said the system was not created for us, but we are stuck in it for sure. Yeah, exactly. That system is not designed for our thriving in any way, shape, or form, right? It is designed for to suppress people and to just hide our magic, essentially, to burn out our lights. And so funny. There was a quick moment in high school where I like tried out a few high school classes. I was homeschooled, but I really wanted to have a little bit of a school experience. And I'll never forget this kid in a class I was in. I have no idea where he is in the world anymore, but it was like probably the single most strong, potent memory for me out of any and all of my, you know, school system experience. And everybody was going around the room saying what they wanted to do. What did they want to do when they grow up? You know, what did they want to do? And everybody had these like pretty lofty answers and goals and whatnot. And I don't even really remember what I said. And this kid, all his goal was to beat the system. And I don't know if he was channeling something divine in that moment. And it was like, but that message was meant for me. I think I was 17 years old at the time, and it has stuck with me for that many years to beat the system. And so for me, I have taken that framework and I'm now from a more place of like, I'm freeing myself from the system. I'm stepping outside the system. I don't, no thank you. I don't need to be a part of that. It is not, there are no actual real freedoms in that system. And the more I try and fix what feels really broken the more I'm condoning that system and its right to exist anyway, which I don't really want to do. I'm out here choosing a new way, a new path, and a whole other realm to be in of like, let's create what we want. Let's be the people we want to be around and find our people and find our new ways of experiencing freedom together. That's pretty much my message of the day. I know that was like a long-winded thing. I don't know if anyone who has been here the whole time, but you know, I'm still here hanging out. Feel free to say hi. Straylight 991, love when you're live. Thank you. That means so much. I love being live. I just, I'm excited to do more of these. It's been a wild few weeks in life in general. And, you know, it just feels great to be live with you all and to get to share my random rampages when I'm really in the mood for it or when I'm really feeling it. So yeah, I think that's it. That's really it. If anybody has anything else to say or any comments or, you know, agreements, disagreements, whatever, that's just my piece that I wanted to leave out there in the world today. And let's, you know, just to like wrap that thought up, let's find the ways freedom really is going to work for you. You know, step outside of the online realms of commenting and arguing, because you know that could just never end. Literally, it could never end. You could never find, you know, you never stop finding ones to participate in like that, and channel that fire that you're feeling. Okay, it's not like we're not all feeling that fire, right? Everybody on here, for sure, if you're on my page, I know it, you're feeling the fire. You're like, what in the fuck is going on out there? I mean, I know you guys are. Like, it is literally, I mean, I recognize some of your handles and I know we've had some conversations too. It's like, you can have that fire. I'm like pointing at it because it's right here, right? It starts right here, goes a little lower sometimes, goes a little higher sometimes. It's like fire. It's like, oh my gosh, can't believe these things are happening. And how do we use that fire, right? Let's use the fire and just blaze it up. Let's blaze it up with what we want to be. Yes, freedom starts in your mind and manifests in your home. Fully in agreement with that. That's it. All right. Love you all so much. Let's do this again sometime soon. I probably won't announce it, but it'll be really random. So turn on those notifications if you want to know when it happens. It's just got to be in the flow. All right. Sending you all so much love today. Thank you for popping on and joining me. I will share this and it'll be on my IGTV after I hang up here. So let's use that fire. Freedom, baby. We got this. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by my Sovereign Strategies workshops every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Zoom, I am live teaching different strategies, a different topic every Sunday for all things sovereign living. This Sunday, I'll be teaching about getting started in your garden, and we've already covered food sovereignty, apothecary, first aid sovereignty, and many more, which you can get the recordings on my website, CamilleRoseFields.com, and check out that selection of the Sovereign Strategies workshops. More come every Sunday. I will be doing this until I can't think of any more topics, which just, you know, may never happen. So check that out over at CamilleRoseFields.com, and I hope to see you in a workshop soon. Thank you for listening. Bye.